Okay. Ja, Timo und Stefan hier, live vom Punk Rock Holiday aus Slowenien bei punkrockersradio.de. And now we have Vinny from Less Than Jake. It's a pleasure
to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
2 years, I think it was, last time I met this gentleman across from me.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So how are you doing? You just told us about your very, very long drive from Belgium.
Yeah,
so
17 hours. You know, that last time was our first show, European show. So played that show, got immediately into the coach, and then 17 hours.
When did you arrive?
Around 5 p.m.
Okay. So the whole week, the weather was amazing.
Yes.
Now you're here, and it was raining, so it's such a bummer.
You know what? I'm okay with the rain. You know, the rain is better than it being very hot. So I'll take the rain any day over very hot.
So, Vinny, it's amazing that you're sitting here because you're playing drums in Less Than Jake. But at the same time, which I think is pretty rare, you're like one of the songwriting hats in Less Than Jake.
Yeah,
so
I do all the lyrics for Less Than Jake. So
you would probably agree that usually the drummer is not the guy who's writing the lyrics, right?
I agree. I mean, it's definitely a little bit left of center for sure. But, you know, with me with lyrics, I always look at it like an exercise, sort of like a demon, you know, just to get all those sort of bad feelings out of my head and into sort of the ether. But with Less Than Jake, it combines with very upbeat music too sometimes. So you have some dark lyrics with some very upbeat music, and that's what makes Less Than Jake Less Than Jake.
Isn't this also something that's really like common for ska? Because many people that just listen to ska and don't pay attention to the lyrics, they're always saying, oh, it's kind of a goofy music, you know, because it's so this happy, upbeat sound. But actually, if you have a look at the lyrics of your band and also other bands such as like old school classic like Operation Ivy, for instance, it's really dark, isn't it?
Very dark, yes. I mean, even if we go European, ska pay.
Yeah,
Very political, you know, and touches on, you know, like legalization of pot and the death sentence and prison sentences and things like that. I mean, for me, I think that there's an inherent funness in ska and punk music, right? But that's at the level of, hey, we're playing this live, so you're entertaining, right? But there has to be a second layer to music that when you're at home and you have headphones on or it's coming through speakers that you can attach yourself to. That's how you make lifelong fans, you know, that could understand what you're saying, could attach themselves to it, and kind of, you know, hold it close and believe what you believe in. And that's, you have good moments when that happens, you know. The entertaining part is fun, obviously. People want to come to the show and they want to dance and they want to sing, and I'm totally cool with that. But I've always been drawn to music that has a second layer, a third layer, or lyrically especially, that I can hold on to, you know. It's a Bruce Springsteen, if just off the top of my head, you know, is one of those bands, you know, one of the songwriters. But musically speaking, I could go. Billy Bragg is another one that I can hold on to and really kind of get. Operation Ivy, really related to Operation Ivy when I was late teen when Energy came out. So it's one of the bands that helped us get over the hump and do what Less Than Jake does, you know?
I mean, I'm also very into lyrics since I studied literary studies. So I love to actually sit down, take a record and read the lyrics. And I love if you listen to a record like for the 10th or 20th times and you still see something new in the lyrics. So is this also something that you try to do with your lyrics since you are writing most of the songs for Less Than Jake?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, there's, with lyrics, we try not to be very, very, very direct. Mm. Like, this song is about this and this and this. We like to be just a tiny bit vague about it so people could take what they want out of it. I always hated, lyrically speaking, I always hated that when someone, the songwriter would be, oh, the song's about this. Well, that kind of ruins it for me because I was thinking it was about X, Y, Z, you know? And you know, we were in an interview one time, and there was a kid that came up and said, oh, the song Look What Happened, oh, that's like a love song. That's when I hear that, it's about me and my girlfriend and how we were together. But that's not what it's about at all. It's more about, you know, X, Y, Z. But I didn't tell him that because it's better that way that they can take away what they want to take away from it lyrically.
So you don't want to have like a fixed meaning in a song so that people actually can something out of it?
There's points that have fixed meaning, but at the same time, you can look into it and beyond it as well. That's what lyrics are supposed to do. You're supposed to take away what you want to take away. My experience and your experience are two different things, but they share some commonalities, you know, sad, happy, you know, anger, whatever. So you can have those fixed points when you're writing lyrics, but then you can make that circle a little bit wider for people to take what they want out of it.
So you're a band that has been around for a while, but nevertheless, you still release new records, such as this year, Sound the Alarm. So
yes.
What would you say is the reason that you still try and do make new records and don't say, okay, we had some successful ones, we can just keep playing. We still, but you say we still need to produce some music.
Well, I mean, that's about being in a band, though. You know, being in a band, it's about being creative. It's not only about, you know, being the jukebox that people want. They want to show up and they want to go, hey, we want to listen to All My Best Friends Are Metalheads, and that's good. And that's the other side of it. But the internal side of it, as a band, we want to progress and we want to continue to be creative. Once that stops, then you're not really being in a band anymore. You're just performing XYZ, and that you could be a cover band at that time, you know? So for us, we always wanted to, forever, as long as Less Than Jake's going, to continue to push forward, be creative, and try to mix up what we do, you know, sonically, lyrically, and things like that, you know, as it goes along. It becomes a little bit tougher because people that are fans for a very long time, they go, well, this is a little bit different, or Sound the Alarm just came out. This is a return to form, and it sounds like hella Rockview songs. Well, I can see how they would want that to happen, but it's just at this point Less Than Jake writing songs, and they happen to sound like Less Than Jake because there's a print on it because it's the same people in the band. But we continue to try to get more heady and more you know, not complicated songwriting, but songwriting that's to the point and better melodies, better horn parts, better drum parts, better lyrics, you know? Buddy's here who plays trombone with Less Than Jake. You just sat down, watched the pairs.
Yes.
We're just talking about them.
So we talked about creativity, and we've got some cards with beginnings of sentences.
All right.
And you can choose as many as you like, each after the other, and
I'll do one, you do one, I do
yes,
one, you do
pretty
one.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Okay. And then we just finish the sentence, so to speak?
Yes, right. Just read and finish the sentence.
Punk rock is, for me, punk rock is freedom. Freedom to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. In the world, there's so many rules and things that people try to put on you, you know.
No one puts baby in the corner.
No one puts baby in the corner. Punk rock is freedom.
All right, I'm Buddy. Here I come. Hey, this is pretty close to that last one. For me, punk rock holiday is, well, let's see. Last time for me, it was breaking the stage. through apparently the metal soldering, like steel soldering underneath came loose when we had 550,000 people on stage. This time it's going to be a hailstorm and possibly a lightning bolt striking me on stage. So maybe that'll make for some good video. It is, though, a fantastic festival that we were looking forward to for many months once we found out we were doing this again. The river is blue.
a free mind. A free mind? It really is the answer to the what punk rock is. I think
free mind
that
is punk rock.
Boom, a free mind is punk rock.
Good, and you got all the easy ones. When I wake up, I roll over and kiss Vinny on the cheek. Because he's usually within feet of me. We can smell, we know each other's farts by, like, who we know the smell, so we know who did it. That's how many years we've been in a band together.
That is true, actually. My new card is, if I could be a kid again, I would relearn things, you know? The cool thing about when you're a kid, I have a six-year-old daughter, and it's the first time that she starts to learn things. It's the discovery of it. It's what's that? Oh, and then you learn about it. So if I was a kid again, I'd be excited to relearn a bunch about everything, man, because that's the beautiful thing, you know, where you look at something, you wonder how it works or how to do it or what to do or whatever it is. And when you're a kid, you start to like dive in, but you dive in not cynical, not scared, but kind of brave, man, with an open mind. So there it is.
We got the open mind again.
We're doing a great job of finishing the sentence with a paragraph. Both of us are like rambling. When I am down, I get back up again. I mean, that's pretty much what I do. You know, there's been times when I've been down pretty far, though. Like, you know, my dog died. That was pretty hard. You know, when you lose anything, or like a relationship, like death, any of that kind of stuff, it's hard to come back up again. But usually when I'm down, I can find another way to get back up. And music is definitely one of the ways to get back up again. It's also a way to get down. Sometimes you want to be sad, so you put on a sad song. Sad songs say so much.
Truth on that, actually. In school, I found best friends, and those best friends happened to be at least one of them still in a band with. So in school, found best friend that I happened to travel the world with and be in a band for 25 years with.
Nice. So did I, guess.
In a club, the best place to be is, well, if you're watching a band, right next to the sound guy, because that's where it sounds the best. Everyone's like, no, you got to be up at the front of the stage. That's bullshit. Sounds like shit up there. It is more fun up there. But that's only when you're like in school and 20, whatever the hell. I don't find myself at the very front anymore. Although I just went up to the pairs. I went pretty far. I watched from the terrace first because we knew we had to come down here and do these interviews. Here I am answering the sentence with a very long sentence again. But once I found out I didn't have to do any interviews because Vinny was going to do it, I went back out there and then I went to the front. So I guess the best place to be, I still think, is at the sound booth.
So we are glad to have you here.
Yeah, exactly. So I was actually walking by and I heard Vinny's voice. I was like, that's Vinny in there. I'm going to go find him.
He didn't break anything either, so that's good.
Give me some break.
I would like to share the stage with. I would think that I would like to go on tour.
Do you have to be
alive? Tour. I'm going to go with being alive because that just makes sense, right? I would love to go on tour with Rancid again because it was just fun. That quintessential songs that I love. I would also like to tour with Billy Bragg.
Do you want us to do all of these?
No.
We will. Oh. Okay. We'll do the whole stack.
No. If you're talking to
the most verbose dudes in the band. If you had Roger, he'd be like, I'm doing one code and then I'm leaving.
We are not in a hurry. So if you like.
I will never say never because you never know.
Interesting.
And short.
I made a nice short one there.
That's
short answer. I needed on that one.
If I was a drug, I would be caffeine. Caffeine's my favorite drug, and I would love to do that.
I like caffeine.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we're really cleaning up our act here. The last time I did something for the first time was, way back in 1843, I sawed my own leg off during, let's see, when was the last time I did something for the first time? You're asking old people a really hard question. I'm trying to think of what it is. Let's see. Fuck, man. Oh, I know one. Let's see. I don't know if this was the last time I did it, but I tried absinthe on my birthday in... That's Belgium, right? Yeah, Grosrock. In Grosrock on our bus with Vinny, who got me a bottle of absinthe for my birthday. We were actually doing it the proper way where you heat it. It was like we were doing heroin or something. You heat it up in a spoon. You heat sugar up in a spoon.
Yeah.
And then
about
you like
to
it,
ask
yeah.
whether you...
And it still tasted like antifreeze or something. It was
that's
definitely...
All right. Did you also have some water? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like
we
a
did.
Long drink
uh-huh,
yeah, with
yeah,
the sugar.
Yeah,
but it's really
well,
good.
I think we were chasing it with beer, but beer has water in it, right?
Yeah, but it's quite good because you don't get a headache mm-hmm. because you have so much water in it.
Oh, yeah. That's why I drink whiskey with water. Whenever I do drink whiskey at home, it's whiskey and water and ice. That's it. And bitters.
I'm going to add something to that, though. It's that me and Buddy were actually just talking about this yesterday. It's because we were going, as you get older and you start to kind of not really, you know, you have time and you have friends and you do what we do, it's kind of hard because you're gone a long time. But we're actually going to start doing, like, me and a partner that I have in a tattoo shop, and I was mentioning to Buddy if he wanted to do it too, where he picks something that no one's done before, and then we learn how to do it. Like, so just go, we're going to pick, I don't know how to play golf. Neither does that guy, Eric. But he kind of knows, but so we're going to pick golf. And the next one is we're going to make a battle robot. We
really?
Have no fucking idea how to make a battle robot, but we're going to try to make one.
You can learn anything on the internet.
That's funny. That's really, it's a cool idea.
Yeah. So it's kind of ironic.
So we want to use too much of your time. So we've got one thing. Winnie did it 2 years ago, and I would like you to do it. It's a project. It's called Ramoetry.
Okay.
And there are 30 songs, lyrics of the Ramones, and I would like you to read one of them.
Okay, I can do that. This will be, see, this could have been the last time I did something for the first time.
Maybe, yes.
Right now.
It's
the last time.
All right, let's see.
You have free choice.
Can't see through the. My vision's not so good these days.
I know.
All right, teenage lobotomy is what I'm going to do.
I turned
right to it. That's a sign right there, right?
And maybe
the good thing about it's been Ramones lyrics is there's usually not that many. They like to repeat the same thing over and over again. Okay, this is Buddy from the band Less Than Jake, and I am going to read Teenage Lobotomy by the Ramones. Lobotomy, 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 lobotomy. DDT did a job on me. Now I am a real sickie. Guess I'll have to break the news that I got no mind to lose. All the girls are in love with me. I'm a teenage lobotomy. Slugs and snails are after me. DDT keeps me happy. Now I guess I'll have to tell them that I got no cerebellum. Gonna get my PhD. I'm a teenage lobotomy.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.